Football League. This is a fun activity for any kiddo needing to burn off some energy and learn the fundamentals of teamwork in football. Registration closes on Wednesday, August 23rd. This activity is eligible for the ERC Youth Scholarship. Coaches will meet the week after registration closes and teams will be assigned. League games will be split by first and second grade and third and fourth grade. Call 340-62300 or register online at EmporiaRec.org. Let the Emporia Recreation Center keep your kids active for life.
KBOE Live and Local. Good morning. It is 8:24. And welcome to What's in Outdoors with Hilton here. KBOE Live and Local. What's in Outdoors brought to you by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. Let John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto take great care of you. And our friends at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Blue Stem does not have it, well, it's probably not around. It's as simple as that. Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. Studio North, Council Grove. Phil Totten, good morning. How are you today? You there, Phil?
Oh, Ron, we have something else coming on.
Hello,
about
Phil.
You now, but
okay.
Yes, sir. You got me?
Yep, you're here.
Okay, there's a little bit of some lady talking, and you want to know how I was. I'm looking out of Studio North, and the garden is a mess.
That's straight out of mess, huh?
I was stumbling around out there the other day and tripped over a zucchini. It was probably, well, it was big. So Dad always told me I was a good gardener, but he said, Phil Harveston, you need to work on that a little bit. But Ron, I saw a couple of nice flocks of wild turkeys, young ones out there, and that's always good to see. And I caught wind that the Turkey Federation is going to have their annual banquet, their Honey's Heritage Banquet in Emporia Saturday. So I've asked Jim Pittman to join us on the show to tell us a little bit more about that banquet. And then also, what is the complexion of turkey hunting coming up into the fall? And I know, sure anyway, that they have stopped the fall turkey season. So hopefully those birds can recuperate. So good morning, Jim. How you doing?
Doing good, Phil. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there as long as I stay out of that garden, or at least do some weeding, I guarantee you.
My wife's got a garden this year, too, and we've got the same situation. There's lots of stuff out there, and she's not harvesting it quite quick enough, I don't think.
Well, you need to get those boys out of there. They probably, I don't know, they're pretty good golfers. They might not be in the rough, but they need to get out in that garden. They'll learn to look for things if they ever hit that golf ball out in the rough.
What? That's what they need to do, but they like spending time at the golf course better or on the baseball field.
There you go. Well, let us know about the turkey banquet coming up tomorrow night.
Well, we've got our annual banquet coming up tomorrow night down at the Masonic Lodge at 424 Merchant Street. And it starts at 5:30 when the doors open. We're going to have a dinner at 6:45, catered by the Opie Chicken House. And then we're going to have a live auction and a silent auction shortly thereafter. We've also got quite a few games that people can play and lots of great prizes. There's prints and bronze sculptures and excursions, and we've got 10 different firearms that we're going to be auctioning and raffling, so it's going to be a good time and raising a lot of good money for conservation.
Well, Jim, how can people get hold of you or Gib for tickets?
Well, there's a couple different ways you can get tickets. If people go to our Facebook page, which is Flint Hills Gobblers National Wild Turkey Federation, there's all the information about the banquet, including pictures and descriptions of all the items we're going to have. And there's also a link people can click where they can buy tickets for the banquet and the raffles and all those sort of things. And then another way is if folks just want to give me a call, we can sell them tickets that way, too. And my phone number is 620-704-4758.
Jim, do you think the thrill of turkey hunting or the number of turkey hunters are growing, or do you think due to our populations being low that we're just not getting a lot of people out participating in turkey hunting?
Well, it's been declining because the turkey numbers have been declining over the last probably 10 years or so, mostly due to poor production. And the department, in fact, Wildlife and Parks, is, like, as you mentioned, they've cut out the fall turkey season. They're actually going to start having a draw for non-residents to further reduce hunting pressure. That's probably not going to fix the situation, but saving some of those hens, especially in the fall, is probably going to help a little bit, and hopefully the population will start stabilizing or even better recovering. And so until then, I think turkey hunter numbers are going to stay a little bit lower, but we're optimistic that, you know, some of these changes are going to make improvements.
Well, Jim, you know, we can talk about the decline till the cows come home. And just in your guesstimation, what are you out there in the outdoor world of why the turkey numbers aren't as big as they used to be?
Well, you know, I am a biologist, and so I used to be the turkey biologist for wildlife and parks, so I spent a fair amount of time thinking that over. And the direct reason is poor production. They're not producing as many poults as they used to, and that's been a long-term decline in production for many years. And so it's hard to point at exactly one reason why that's happening. There's probably a combination of different things, and I'd suspect there's even some things that us biologists don't understand. But some of it's weather-related. You know, anything that's outside of the normal precipitation and temperature during that nesting season in May and June is usually detrimental. And so some of it's probably weather-related, you know, too wet, too dry. Some of it's probably loss of habitat. And then, like I said, there's probably some other factors in there that we're not even playing into, like predator-prey relationships and things like that. But anyway, I don't know. I can't point at exactly one thing, Phil. I wish I could, but hopefully some of these changes the department are making will help a little bit. So,
well, the Flint Hills Gobblers were instrumental in doing a lot of the programs that we've done, getting youth and families outside hunting. We used to have the State Jakes Camp. We used to have the turkey hunting clinic in the spring out at Dry Creek Sporting Clays, which was a great event. I mean, it was just really going good, and then COVID came. If you have some people that's listening in that want to be involved with your outdoor mentor programs, maybe get the youth dove hunts, the turkey hunts going, who can they contact to get involved with the Turkey Federation?
Well, they can contact me. I'm the chapter president, and you're right. We'd love to get some of those things going again. We used to have a really robust turkey clinic and did lots of different youth hunts across the 3-4 county area here. But, you know, we've lost some of our membership, and some of us are getting up there in years and got lots of other commitments. So we could use all the help that we can get. And if somebody wants to get involved, I'd sure love it if they'd just give me a call at 620-704-4758. We'd sure love to have them as part of the committee, and if we get enough folks, we'll get some of those things going again.
Well, Jim, let's switch gears a little bit, or species. Let's talk a little bit about waterfowl. I know you're involved with Ducks Unlimited, too, and also keeping those boys in line.
But, I'm a
Ducks Unlimited. What? Go ahead. I was just wondering, with drought going on, as the droughts extended all the way up into the breeding areas up in Minnesota and Canada, or does our duck numbers look pretty good coming into the fall season?
Well, I think there's better conditions up in the breeding grounds in the Dakotas and Canada this year than there has been in the past years. I was up in South Dakota myself in the Prairie Pothole region about a month ago doing a little fishing, and they had quite a bit of water, and so I'm sure there are places that are dry, but a lot of the birds that come through Kansas are hatched in the Dakotas and southern Manitoba and that part of the world. And I think conditions there are pretty good. So,
has the avian disease, has that sort of abated now, or is that still prevalent, something we need to look out for?
You know, I heard a lot about it earlier in the summer, but I haven't heard much here recently, so that's not really my area of expertise, but I don't think it's quite as bad as what we had earlier in the summer, because I haven't heard much. So,
well, Jim, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. And if people are interested to participate in the being on the board for the Turkey Federation there in Emporia, and also to come to the banquet, how can they get in touch with people?
Yep, so like I said, they can give me a call, or they can get on our Flint Hills Gobblers Facebook page, which has all the information, including my contact information. But there's an online link if they get on that Facebook page where they can buy tickets, and all the different options are explained. But if they just want to call me, that's fine, too, and it's 620-704-4758. We look to have a pretty good crowd tomorrow night, and we've got room for some more folks. So hopefully a few more folks out there listening will decide to come join us. It should be a good time.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate you. Thanks for being on the show.
Well, thanks as always for having me on, guys. You guys have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Jim. All right, Jim Pittman joining Phil Totten here, KVOE Live and Local. What's in Outdoors? Ready to take that first break, Phil?
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll be back with more of What's In Outdoors right after this.
If you're ready to load up and take that summer road trip, make sure your vehicle's running at its best with a pre-vacation checkup at Express Tire and Auto. Your fuel efficiency can be affected by tire pressure, old oil and filter, air filters, spark plugs, and more. Something as simple as having your oil and filter changed may help you save at the pump. So remember to schedule your car maintenance at Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th, 620-343-9994. And have a safe summer.
Your 4-H project, your pride, your dedication. You've worked hard, and now it's almost showtime. You need the best tools to make your livestock stand out. At Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, they understand the mighty role 4-H plays in our community. They have everything you need. Grooming materials, fly spray, lead ropes, halters, feed buckets, and animal clippers. Blue Stem is there to make fair life easier for you. Head to Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50, your partner in 4-H success.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:35. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors, brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. If Blue Stem does not have it, it probably is not around. As simple as that. And our friends at Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower, John and Jenny and the exceptional crew will take great care of you. Once again, back to Council Grove Lake. Studio North, Phil Totten. Phil.
Well, Ron, you know, the last couple of weeks in our mini broadcasts, I guess that's what we want to call them, where we give our fishtails the summary of our contest that we have going on, the Summer Long Family Fun Fishing Contest. And I talked about bullfrog hunting a couple, 3 weeks ago, and just wondered, do people still hunt bullfrogs? And I got wind of an event going on in Junction City. It's called Gigging with Grady, and it's a memorial to Grady Erickson, who was involved in a tragic home incident with a firearm. And so it's just going to be a great event. I've asked his mother, Joanna, to join us on the show this morning to tell us a little bit about that event and then just what they plan on doing with the funds raised. So, good morning, Joanna. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm up. At my age, just waking up is a major accomplishment. We love that. So, what is your event all about? And I know it's going to be August 12th and 13th in Junction City. Well, Grandview Plaza, really. And being from Junction City and knowing Grady's grandpa, Wayne, going to school with him, graduating him, I'm really interested in your program and helping you with that. So let us know a little bit about the event and also what the funding will be for.
Okay. So when Grady passed away, we looked for a way to kind of give back to the things that Grady loved. And Grady loved being outside. He was outside 90% of the time. So the reason we kind of created it was because he loved bullfrogging. He was a no-fear kind of kid. So he was ready to go bullfrogging in the dark whenever. But we created it just because we wanted to give back to the community that had given, you know, so much to us and our family. And what we do with the funds, what we're trying to earn is money to put towards a playground out at the 4-H Center, which is kind of in between our softball diamond and our, like, where we have the fair. There's not really a place for kids to play or, you know, not get into trouble during the fair or softball games. So our whole goal is to create a really nice play place there. And we're on our way. We've started. But, you know, the other reason we do the frog hunt is just to hold his memory, to gather friends, to do something he loved and would be really proud of us for doing. So,
Joanna, well, just what all goes on with this event?
So basically, we do registration on August 12th, and you come and you register. We also do an online registration because we do have people that come from all over the state to hunt their own land, and then they sign a rules meeting thing. We have a 50-50 raffle. We have donated raffle prizes that we'll give away on Sunday morning, and then we do so, like, have a small fee for buying so many tickets, and then they just drop them into the buckets. And of course, all that money is going back to fund the playground. And then we have a, that night, sorry, the Saturday, the 12th, we do a shotgun start at 7 p.m. At the Grandview Plaza Community Building, which is just east of Junction City. Same zip code. But on Sunday, we do a pancake feed breakfast, just free will donation, starting at 8:30 a.m. And then at 9:30 a.m., we do a frog and turtle race. So if kids have their own frogs and turtles, they can bring those, and then they get to race them, and we have some prizes for the kids to win as well. And then at 10 a.m. is the main weigh-in for all the bullfrogs. So then we do the raffle prizes and the 50-50 drawing right at the same time as the frog weigh-in.
Well, yeah, Joanna, 4-H in Geary County, when Wayne and I were growing up in the 60s, and it's been roaming all that country now before Milford Lake was there, was 4-H still something going on in Geary County in 1960?
Yep, absolutely. So Gracie, my daughter, and Grady, my son, they were both big into 4-H. So this week, actually, starting Sunday and through Thursday, Thursday night's our livestock auction, is our Geary County Fair. So, yeah, it's still pretty big. Lots of livestock. We got hogs. The hog show, actually, we decided to sponsor in honor of Grady's name. So it's now the Grady Erickson Memorial Hog Show. So that's Wednesday night. And we do some special awards called an award called the Wild Hog Award for the kid that just kind of has tough luck for the whole entire hog show. And then we also sponsor the Grand Champion Market Hog, too.
Well, Joanna, I know in Emporia, and I got involved as a 4-H shooting sport instructor many years ago, and luckily a lot of other volunteers have been fielded and with the programs that we got going on, and one of them in what we call Exploring the Great Outdoors, that's at an Emporia on Saturday. Was there a conception that 4-H is just for farm kids, that just the farm kids, the farm community is the only ones that can participate in 4-H?
Absolutely not. That's funny. We do have a lot of kids in Geary County 4-H that they don't live on a farm. They live right in Junction City, and Junction City is about the size of Emporia. So yeah, it is definitely not just for farm kids anymore. I mean, we have tons of other projects. You don't have to have an animal to be a 4-H'er. So that, I think, hopefully we're trying to break that misconception too. About being in, 4-H and even FFA too. It's kind of a hand in hand thing. You don't have to be a kid that lives on a farm to be in those two programs.
Well, Joanne, I'm very interested in getting with you. I will be in Junction City doing a BOW event, a mini BOW event out at Milford Lake, and I will see you Saturday night. And Watson Outdoors does want to give you a lifetime hunting and fishing license to raffle off.
Oh, that would be so awesome. That'd be great.
Thank you for what you do. We'll make connections for being on the show.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, thank you.
All right. Boy, nice touch. That's a great prize, Phil. Wow. That'll really certainly add to their event and hopefully raise a lot of money for a very good cause. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten here at KVOE. Stay tuned. We're back with more after this.
Your 4-H project, your pride, your dedication. You've worked hard, and now it's almost showtime. You need the best tools to make your livestock stand out. At Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, they understand the mighty role 4-H plays in our community. They have everything you need: grooming materials, fly spray, lead ropes, halters, feed buckets, and animal clippers. Blue Stem is there to make fair life easier for you. Head to Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50, your partner in 4-H success.
If you're ready to load up and take that summer road trip, make sure your vehicle's running at its best with a pre-vacation checkup at Express Tire and Auto. Your fuel efficiency can be affected by tire pressure, old oil and filter, air filters, spark plugs, and more. Something as simple as having your oil and filter changed may help you save at the pump. So remember to schedule your car maintenance at Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th, 620-343-9994. And have a safe summer.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. It is 844, 68 degrees. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors here, KVOE, with Phil Totten. Back to you, Phil.
Goodness, Ron, I tell you, getting youth and families outside for a better inside, doing the things I did as a kid. Well, not everything I did as a kid. We won't go into that on the radio, I guarantee you. But doing the things that I did and the love of the outdoors, I can't get enough of it. Just more and more programs are coming up that I like to get the word out on. And our summer-long family fun fishing contest has just been, I can't express how overwhelmed I am with the participation we have at that. So winners, and I just love the stories, the pictures of them. Keep those entries coming. We do have our sheet, our flyer up on the KVOE What's in Outdoors page on the radio. So that's how to get on there. Just simply send me an email, a short story, and let me know what the kids catch, and we'll be giving away a lot of good prizes.
Yeah.
But for bass, this week was Caroline Eberts. She's 10 years old, caught the bass in a Lyon County farm pond, and she's just a licensed fishing grandpa, and will even wear coveralls that he bought her, so they'll have matching outfits. So I thought that was pretty cool. So Sunfish is Brent Smithheiser. Mother's a teacher there at Riverside, and he caught the, he's 5 years old. He caught the fish while fishing the sprinkles at Deerbrook Pond. I remember that's in Emporia, but I've never fished the sprinkles. I fished the riffles, and I fished in the rocks and that. I'll need to pursue that a little bit more. Crappie is Jack Chmielewski, and he's 8 years old, has a birthday coming up. I believe it's tomorrow. And so this entry came from Wisconsin. And he caught his crappie in a lake in Minnesota. Anything Goes is Logan Evans, 12 years old, and he took advantage of the walleye that we have here in Council Grove Reservoir. And he was fishing with his family and come up with a real nice walleye. Now, last but not least is Tate Stevenson, 12. He's fishing at Grandma and Grandpa's cabin here on the City Lake and come up with a nice catch. So those are our winners for this week. Once again, keep those entries coming. If you have any questions about the contest, or maybe if you sent in an entry and you wondered if the child won, you can give me a call at 620-794-5373, or just keep track of what we post on our Facebook pages with Flint Hills Life Channel, TCT, and on the Watson Outdoors page. Ron, big event coming up tomorrow, I guarantee you, in Hills Mall.
Oh, yeah, huge. Ego, Phil.
So our version of an outdoor show at Emporia. And, of course, Bev and Megan and the Twin Rivers Junior Sports have really taken that program to another level. I just see what started out at Dave Hollins back in 1995 when we had our first Exploring the Great Outdoors event. And that's what led me to really get involved in what I do with the outdoors when Brent Maycock asked me to start writing a column for the Emporia Gazette. But all these programs are in the same kind of format to let the community know what is offered in their community in the way of enjoying the great outdoors. And I've heard Megan, she's really stepped up and done a lot of things. And, of course, Bev's interview yesterday was great. But one of the things that we'll be doing there with Watson Outdoors is teaching people how to. And this is not only event, it's getting youth out there, but it's just a great family event. And as mentioned before, we had Brent Fazee and David Zumbaugh, is some of our noted outdoor communicators of Kansas, coming, and they'll be able to talk some fish tales there, I guarantee you. And now Joe Bragg, who is with Trump 30 Guide Service, is going to be there in our, what I'm calling our What's in Outdoors Vamosepa Scar Room, to talk with people and let them know what's going on in Kansas outdoors. Another group that's going to be joining us that I haven't heard very much about is the Emporia Camera Club. They'll be out there, and they want to teach people how to use their cell phones to take better photos. And also, you know, using different kind of old sites to where you can use your phone to get plant and bird identifications. Greg, and I want to give you a Watson on the tip of the hat for lining them up. And I'm so looking to seeing Corky Heller again. So that's just some of the things we got going out there. And see you. I hope to see you out there at the Plain Hills Mall tomorrow. Yeah, I think that starts about 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Yeah, it goes 10 to 2, I think, tomorrow. And there's all kinds of activities out there. Goes, as we mentioned, until 2, all kinds of vendors and kids will be able to get a free T-shirt and all kinds of free lunch as well out there at the Flint Hills Mall. So a big show. Twin Rivers Junior Shooting Sports putting this on. So a great event, Phil.
Well, and I'll have information on other programs coming out. I'm busy in August, Ron. Like I said, I will be going out and visiting the people with gigging with Grady. But before I get out there, I'll be doing it's a mini Becoming an Outdoors Woman camp.
Okay.
Where Joe will be taking 21 women fishing. And Audrey and I, when they come in, they're going to be in different sections. And with 21 women, by the time I got this notice, I would imagine that the event is full. But hopefully our next show in August, we'll have Tana Wagner, who is head of Wildlife and Parks R3 programming and now organizes the Becoming an Outdoors Women's program on the show, and we'll give a result on this contest. Well, it's not a contest. It's just a learning event. They're going to have a win-a-bar on August 2nd, and I think this is for anybody to turn into. But Tana, when I have her on the show in August, she can tell us more about it. And what we're going to be doing is helping the ladies clean the catch and sharing some fish recipes with them, and hopefully have a fish fry if it's not too hot. Ron, as always, appreciate you. Take care. God bless.
All right. Thank you, Phil. Great job as always, Phil Totten. What's In Outdoors here. Phil's in with a full show the third Friday of every month, but Phil is on with us weekly, Fridays at 8:20, to announce the winners of youth outdoor fishing contest right there. Great prizes. So log on to KVOE.com and all the information's on the What's In Outdoors page. Phil does a great job with that. A lot of entries, a lot of prizes. What's In Outdoors, KVOE live and local. Good morning. It is 8:51.
He was a singing legend known for his smooth voice, warm smile, and love songs. Tony Bennett died this morning at his home.